How do you think these, you know, single home apartments or buildings will impact the local area?
Great question. They will not be apartments.
Okay.
They will be single families because, look, single families, whether it's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, whatever they are, single families homes, brand new, facing that bay, whoever buys those homes, it'll be a blessing for, because it'll be a dream home. It won't be a 4,000 or 5,000 square foot house. It's a mansion. But just to have a 2,400, 2,600 square foot home for somebody in that area to look at a sunset every day, that's going to be a really good thing for that person, whether they be retired or young family.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that it's going to have, I don't know how anyone could argue it's going to have a negative impact. There's not enough density. We're only going to put a shared driveway in. So there'll only be one egress and exit in and out. We've already done a traffic study, so that's not going to be an issue. It's not going to have a negative impact. If anything, two things I think will happen in reality. Factual, it will increase property values because now you have 6 to 8 homes being built brand new. And when they sell, there'll be a higher price per square foot than anything else in that area just because that's how the market works.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, it's going to increase property taxes for the county because the county is going to get school fees out of that building. But more importantly, they're going to get annual property taxes on 6 to 9 new units. How can anyone argue this is a bad thing? That area out there is so underdeveloped,
right?
What we're talking about. It's so underdeveloped. To have a few new homes out there, I don't know who wouldn't want it. I just like to end that, Nathan, it was presented in a way that everyone didn't have their facts.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully the facts will come out this time, and if they do, they do great. But all I can tell you personally, man to man, I'm not a guy trying to rip the Walton County off. I was trying to help Walton County when I called them. They didn't know anything about this land until I brought it to them.
Right. Any idea where you think the confusion might have came from?
Well, yeah, I think everyone jumped to the conclusion that I was trying to make a quick profit because they saw when I closed on the property, and then a couple of weeks later, I was asking for double the money.
Right.
And what they don't realize is our appraisals, when I say ours, not mine, the bank ordered the appraisal, not me, came in at 1.3. Before the bank had an appraisal at 1.3, we calculated what each lot would sell for, $250,000. When you multiply that times 8 or 9 lots, your end number is $2 million. So I already knew the value was higher than what I paid for it before I put it under contract. So I think what happened, people just assumed, oh my God, this guy bought it for $635 or $640. He's asking 1.2. Oh, that's, you know, where someone made the mistake is they said some developer heard Walton County was interested in this property and is trying to double his money. That's where the false statement was made.
Okay.
I didn't hear Walton County wanted this property. I presented this because I had it under contract to Walton County to see if they'd have any interest. I didn't know if they would or would not. But the last thing I expected was I'd wake up and people are saying I'm trying to double my money. From our research, we're losing money by selling this as a park.
Right.
Anyway, that's all I can tell you.
Well, yes, sir. Yeah, it's been super helpful. I appreciate it, and I appreciate you, Mr. David, setting it up.
Nathan, I wish you all the best. You and your family, blessings in your life, and I hope you get the best stories around and all the good things for your life to come.
Well, thank you, sir. You as well. You guys have
all
a good
right.
one.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
And then we have three questions.